Good afternoon. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. Thank you once again for tuning into Faith at Noon. Expecting this 30-minute, half-an-hour session to be a blessing to everyone that tune in. Just as a reminder for those who are tuning in, we are Faith at Noon. Party, excuse me, of the things that we deal with, it's always about faith. It's about encouraging faith. It's about producing faith. It's about getting people to understand, to walk by faith and not by sight. It's about getting people to understand that faith always calls those things that be not as though they were. Good afternoon, Charlotte. How are you? Thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon. Benjamin Moore, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Veronica, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. So this program is always about faith and just my personal opinion. It might vary from person to person. But because the scripture says that the just shall live by faith, after a person get born again, I believe that faith is one of Aaron. I believe that faith is one of the most important subjects in the Bible. Aaron, if you're viewing this from upstairs, the audience, they are saying that there is no sound. Ron, if you are tuning in, I have everything set the way I need it. But apparently there is no sound for whatever reason. And so we're going to take a identification break. Thank you. We're experiencing audio difficulty in the studio, and so just bear with me for a moment. again, good afternoon. Please let me know if there is any sound. Just had a problem. Just had a problem. And so please kind of just let me know from your end if you are hearing any sound. And so again, as I was saying, we were experiencing some type of audio difficulty with the phone. And so please give me some type of feedback. And again, so thank all of those for tuning in to Faith at Noon. Again, Charlotte, again, Benjamin Moore, Joanne Scott, Elder Julia Fretcher. Thank you so much for tuning in. And so as I was saying before, before we experience this audio problem, this program is Faith at Noon. The whole purpose of the program is to produce faith in the heart of the believer, to get people to understand, hey, Ray, how you doing, cuz? How are you? God bless you. This whole program is designed to get people to understand that you have to walk by faith and not by sight. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith called those things that be not as though they were. And faith speak to the mountains. And the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. Matter of fact, the Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith, which means that without faith we could not even be saved. So God had to God dealt to every man the measure of faith so that people might come into a saving knowledge of the truth. And so again, that's what this broadcast, glory to God, is all about. And in order for us to walk in the blessings of God, it have to be done, glory to God, by faith. Everything that the Lord Jesus have provided for us through his finished work, it have to be received by faith. Who we are in Christ Jesus, you have to see yourself. Rosemary, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Who we are in Christ, then you have to see yourself as such. By faith. And so we have been teaching, glory to God, from 2 Corinthians 5:17. So I just want to read the text to you, but then I want to really place emphasis on verse 18, 19, and verses 20. And so verse 17, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Matter of fact, the Bible says, behold, all things have become new. And so the word behold give you the idea of pay attention. You know, behold, this is a new thing that has happened, glory to God, to me. And it happened to me, glory to God, in my spirit, in my inner man. Verse 18, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Cynthia, God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. That's what all of us need to understand, is that the Father have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, which means God is not mad. God is not angry. God is not trying to get you back. That God don't have anything against you. Whatever was supposed to be held against you, Jesus Christ took care of that. The Bible even talks about God is rich. Glory to God in mercy, that he's rich in mercy. And so what we need to understand, mercy is withholding what we should have received for doing whatever we did. And I'm so grateful to God that Jesus paid the price. And then grace is giving us something, glory to God, that we did not deserve. So mercy and grace go hand in hand. So the Bible says that God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Thank God for restoration and reconciliation. In other words, the two divided parties, glory to God, have been reconciled through one man and through one person, and that one man and the one person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the Bible says that God have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What that basically means is that every child of God, every person of God who have received Jesus Christ as his or her personal Lord and Savior have been reconciled to the Father God by Jesus Christ. Jeanette, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so every person has been reconciled through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the Bible also says, and he have given us, talking to the church. The church is made up of every person who have received Jesus Christ as Lord. The church is made up of every person who have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light to show forth praise unto his name. He says, and have given us the ministry of reconciliation. So what everyone need to understand as it relate, glory to God, to Faith at Noon, and for all those who are viewing this broadcast, is that you already have a ministry. You are already, glory to God, in ministry. So because this is Faith at Noon, then you need to receive your ministry, glory to God, by faith. And your ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. So all of us need to understand that if God looked beyond our faults and saw our needs and understood that we was in need of a Savior, then also, glory to God, then also we can share that with other people. If God didn't hold anything against us, particularly because I don't really want to offend you, with all due respect, but when I think about the stuff that I've done, when I think about the stuff that I used to do, when I think about all of the stuff that sin, that the sin that was in my life had me to do, if God forgave me for all of that stuff, if God picked me up, turn me around and put my feet on solid ground. Pam, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Then he would do that same thing for the next person, because God is no respecter. He is no respecter, glory to God, of persons. Kim Lighty, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so every person need to understand that they have, glory to God, a ministry. And so what I'm saying to every person that is viewing this broadcast, it's not enough just to get saved. You need to share your life. You need to share your faith. You need to share your testimony. You need to allow God to use you to lead other people, glory to God, to Christ. Do you think that when God saved you, Dawn, how are you, sister-in-law? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Do you understand this whole thing is bigger than you and I? God didn't just save you so that just you can go to heaven. God saved you so that he could use you. God clean up your life by the washing of the water of the word. And God did what he did, glory to God, so that you can share that stuff with other people. And keep in mind that if God saved you after all the stuff that you used to do, your testimony and sharing your faith is valuable to other people. And so I just wanted to say that he have given us the ministry of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. So the whole world has already been reconciled through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, does that mean the whole world is going to get saved? Of course not, because the world won't do what the Bible really say to do in order to get saved. But the work, the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything that it takes for people to get born again, glory to God, has already been done. And that was done, glory to God, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So verse 19 says, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So if God has already given you a ministry, then you know every person that has a ministry have to have a word. And so he has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So you might ask to me, well, Pastor Wilder, what is the word? According to this text, the word is that we are supposed to let other people know that God is not imputing their trespasses against them. Why? Because Jesus, glory to God, has already paid the price. Now, for me, that's an awesome word. That's a powerful word, that God has not only given me a ministry, but he have committed unto me a word. And that word is to let other people know that God is not imputing, he's not holding against you your trespasses, because Jesus Christ, glory to God, paid the debt. And then any reasonable, logical, thinking person, Just think about this for a moment. That if God was going to hold things against you, then it would have defeated his purpose of sending his son, glory to God, to die for you. So the scripture, and it's very clear. The scripture says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then the Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And so if God went to that extent to save you, then God, you just need to understand that God cannot be holding, glory to God, anything against you, because it would defeat, glory to God, his purpose of sending his son, Jesus Christ, glory to God, to die for you. And so I hope that's helping somebody, because if God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, then the world need to understand, the whole world need to understand that God is not imputing their trespasses, glory to God, against them. So you have hundreds and hundreds of people trying to clean up their own life, trying to get themselves together. Nobody have the power or the G-type blood to clean up their own life. You can't get yourself together in and of yourself. It's only God that can get you together. It's only by his Spirit and by his word, glory to God, that can get you, glory to God, together. And so the Bible said it's a simple, profound word that God is not imputing people trespasses against them. And that's what the world need to understand. Now, on the flip side of the same coin, then I might as well share this with you too. Listen, it's a easy cop-out. It's an easy cop-out for people to go to anybody's church and find fault with the church. You can go to anybody's church and find fault with anybody's church. The reason being is because the church is made up of people, but you can't focus on people. You got to focus on Christ, because God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Giselle, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so there is no perfect church. And there's two facets or two aspects of the church. One part of the church is in heaven. That's the part of the church that is made up of everyone who have died in Christ. And then the other part of the church is the church that is in the earth realm today. And so you could go to anybody's church and find fault, glory to God, with the church. You could go to anybody's church and find fault with the pastor if that's what you're looking for. But I don't go to church looking for fault, glory to God, with the man of God or with the people of God. I go to church looking for Christ, glory to God, because he the one that died. He the one that set me free. He's the one that delivered me. He's the one that bless me. He's the one that healed me. He's the one that delivered me. He's the one that picked me up, turned me around, put my feet on solid ground. He is the one that put my priorities, glory to God, in order. And so our focus, glory to God, should not be on anybody when we do church, anybody, except our focus being on Christ. And so when you look at 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. So anybody that understands the function of an ambassador. Anybody that understands that, understand that it's the kingdom or it's the country that the ambassador represent that take care, glory to God, of the ambassador. And so now then, are we ambassadors for Christ? Jesse, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so God, by his spirit, see every child of God as an ambassador, which means God got your back, which means God is going to finance you, which means my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, because I'm an ambassador. God is for you. I'm an ambassador. You are an ambassador because we are the representatives of the kingdom of God, in that we, glory to God, represent Christ. That's why when people begin to look at your life, you got to be living something that is going to cause people to be influenced by your life and by what you are living, because the first thing that people look at from people that represent Christ, they look at Christ's representatives first. And so people of God, I understand that we are not perfect, but you got to live something. You know, I'm here to tell you, you can't have an encounter, glory to God, with Christ and that thing not touch your life. Something about us is supposed to change. The way I talk is supposed to change. The way I walk is supposed to change. The way I live is supposed to change. Something about me, when I have an encounter with Christ, it's no possible way that my life is supposed to remain the same as it was before I had an encounter. See, when you have an encounter, glory to God, with Christ, something about your life is supposed to change. In other words, even if you don't recognize or know or be able to put your finger on what has changed, even if you can't identify the change right away, you need to know something happened to me. And so the Bible says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. So we represent, glory to God, the kingdom of God. We are representatives of the kingdom of God. We are, hey son, how you doing? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so we are supposed to be a godly representative of Christ. Now, again, I just want to emphasize that don't necessarily mean that you have to be perfect, but somebody need to look at your life and say, God did that. Or somebody need to look at your life and say, God healed him. Or somebody need to look at your life and say, God picked me up, turned me around, put his feet on solid ground. Somebody need to look at your life and say, there is something different about you now than whatever was previously going on, glory to God, with you. That's what I'm talking about. And so it says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. And so one of the ways that people get saved, that people get saved, God want to use you to lead people, glory to God, to Christ. And so I'm just so glad today that Jay Will, my son, just had the opportunity to just tune in to Faith at Noon and see his dad, glory to God, you know, at work. And so God, the scripture says, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray ye in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled. And so that thing is something, man. You just have to share your life, your story, your testimony, your faith, and command people in the authority of the name of Jesus to be reconciled. Because the problem with people, God is the source of life. God is the source of life. And the problem with people today, they are trying to live their life independently from the source. So it's almost impossible to live a successful, fruitful life independent, glory to God, from the source. And so you are an ambassador to Christ. Pam, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. You are an ambassador for Christ, not an ambassador for yourself. You don't represent yourself. You represent Christ. Christ is behind you. We represent the kingdom of God. We are representatives of the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God support and stand behind its ambassadors. And so my time is just about up. My time is just about up, but people need to know, if your life is going to be successful, then you're connected to the source of life. Because the Bible says Jesus is the true vine and we are the branches. Fruit don't grow on the vine. Fruit grow on the branches. So because the branch is attached to the vine, and the vine is the source of life for the branch to produce its fruit, then that's how the branch bear its fruit. And so you are the branch, and your life is only going to be, glory to God, productive and fruitful if we stay connected, glory to God, to the true vine. Again, my time is up. I was trying to get to verse 21, but you're so very familiar with it. But perhaps in our next session, we'll deal with verse 21 and move on. And so again, my name is Pastor Jerry Wilder, Senior. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship, located 385 Broadway, Patterson, New Jersey, on the second floor in the LOJ building. I decree and declare Patterson, New Jersey, as the city of righteousness. If you are in the Patterson areas or the surrounding towns of our city, our worship service is every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Please feel free to come out and worship with us. I guarantee you will not leave as you came, in Jesus' name. And so until next time, may God richly bless you.